Egypt's president says he'll not step down for now. Christians are shaken as persecution increases again in Indonesia, and a unique Christian college is up for accreditation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak is shifting into transition. Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians are still calling for his ouster. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
"This is just one additional step in a process, and it really doesn't change the dynamics of what's really happening in Egypt, although it would be seen as a huge victory for the protesters."
Right now, there's a risk of democracy under a very conservative Muslim mindset. A recent study showed,
"The Pew Research Study concluded a survey that indicated that 84% of Egyptian citizens said that they would favor public execution of those who leave Islam for another religion."
Pray for peace and for boldness.
Christians face an uncertain future. Now, their hope is in Jesus Christ, and their hope is in his sovereignty. But the reality is, for our brothers and sisters in Egypt, they face an increasingly uncertain future.
Elsewhere, many are still shaken after anti-Christian mobsters attacked three Indonesian churches Wednesday. AMG International's Paul Jenks says they weren't directly affected, but they know this isn't the end.
They realize that this is an experience that they will continue to face until the cause of Christ is advanced much further there in Indonesia.
Pray for believers to stand in strength and not to shrink in fear. This could actually be a time to reap a harvest through AMG radio ministry and personal interactions.
As violence is perpetrated in the name of religion, those that are just nominal in their faith, many really question if violence is a wise way to go. And when someone then proclaims grace and truth and peace, it really is a very appealing alternative to this, what they're seeing acted out in the name of the majority religion there.
Head to our website for more ways to pray. Meanwhile, protests erupted in Haiti when President Preval refused to step down Monday despite earlier promises. Kids Alive International School in Haiti closed for the day. Everything reopened Tuesday, but high tensions continue to disrupt ministry. Kids Alive's Robinson Gedius says the constant hiccups keep kids on edge.
They heard what people said in the news. They heard everything. They talk about their culture. And their stress. And also, it gets some problem when this was study, and they can't see the future of the country, their future also. It affects the ministries a lot.
Positively, high stress has brought community members to the ministry for answers. Kids Alive shares the gospel and encourages them and us to be in constant prayer.
We tell people in the community and also our children that the only hope we have now for Haiti is God.
And the average tuition to a private college is around $30,000 a year. Up till now, students looking at Shepherd's College were looking at paying for school out of their own pocket. Well, that's about to change. Shepherd's College is an official accreditation candidate. For a three-year-old school, this is a big deal. Director Tracy Terrell says,
"As far as we know, we're the only school that works with individuals that have intellectual disabilities to ever accomplish even this first step, the candidacy for accreditation."
There's still a lot of work ahead. First,
we will host a full accreditation visit this fall of 2011, and if all goes well, then a year from now, we should be fully accredited.
Accreditation also means students can apply for financial aid and grants. When that happens, so does growth. They have a well-rounded vocational training program, but
without the gospel, the opportunity to disciple young people, we've had a number of students who've come to know the Lord while they're with us. Without that, there simply would be no Shepherd's College.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.